It's that time of year once again. It is the time of the mentioning of our Savior's birth. The concept may be right or it may not be correct as to this time of the year, but for sure Jesus emphasized believing in Him. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, "You must believe that I am He, or you will die in your sins. And if you die in your sins, where I go, you cannot come." What is a faith in the Lord? James describes this in James chapter 2 as a faith that is obedient. If we say unto those who ask for help, "Go your way, be warmed and filled," does that help them? James asks. He points out that doing something for them, serving them in some way, is the way of real faith. Do you have a real faith? Or is your faith just in words only? As we talk about these things, we're talking about a system of religion sometimes that teaches people to have just a living faith, and it's in word only, instead of a living faith by obeying the word of the Lord, being His person. For certain, I'm glad that the word at large emphasizes the idea of Jesus during any time of the year. But for sure, if we only put into practice those things that mentally agree that Jesus came, what benefit did Jesus say we have when He said in John 14 at verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments"? We invite you to the services of the Crockett Church of Christ, Sunday mornings 9:30 and 10:30, or Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Throughout this year, we would like to have the opportunity to invite you to be a part of these services before this year ends. You can hear this message again, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com, and many, many others. Thank you for your time. This is Robert Rawson.